This is the story of Jesus and how he came to earth, the story of what Christmas is all about.
Our celebrations are aglow with candles and strings of lights, and they're accompanied by familiar carols and songs of the season.
We mark the days and weeks leading up to December 25th with baking and shopping, hiding presents and going to parties. We observe the eve of our Savior's birth with church services and retelling what we know of that night in Bethlehem.
And we awaken on Christmas morning to family gatherings and gift-giving. Every tradition is another way for us to say, Jesus has come, and that news fills us with joy. Of scripture that tells us what happened so long ago.
But what if we saw it through a different lens, through the eyes of those who had been promised that a Messiah would appear, those who had spent a lifetime watching, waiting, and longing for that promise to be fulfilled?
Deliver it.
Every prophecy made about the Savior's coming was about to converge in a little town not far from Jerusalem.
God would use a virgin girl and a poor carpenter, a Roman ruler and a Bethlehem innkeeper, some ordinary shepherds and a host of angels.
And God would send his only begotten Son to a world that desperately needed him.
So this is how it was, a silent night like any other.
As Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now we have imagined that innkeeper in countless ways, cold, too clueless, too concerned. whoever he was, whatever he did or said, Jesus was born just the way God had intended all along.
They had come from afar. They had searched both far and wide, but there was no room to be found. The night was there, they had no place to stay. The inn was full, and yet I couldn't turn them away. It wasn't much, I told them so, a humble bed in from the cold. For I'm just a simple man, please understand, I have no wealth to give. It was just a cattle stall, a bed of straw, where no child should have to live. But he needed shelter, leaving cold and streets behind. He didn't seem to mind, and he was here, I didn't know it then. Who could ever think this tiny baby could be him? It wasn't told them so, no kingly throne in from the cold. For I'm just a simple man, please understand, I have no wealth to give. It was just a cattle stall, a bed of straw, where no child should have to. I have no wealth to give. It was just a cattle stall, a bed of straw, where no child should have to live. But he needed shelter, any place to lay his head. So I gave the babe from heaven.
They were ordinary men doing their ordinary jobs out on the Bethlehem Hills that night.
But one moment of blinding light from above, a messenger from heaven, a sky set ablaze with glory, one moment would change their lives forever. Pierced the darkness of that holy night, and far from Bethlehem, there were men who took notice.
To these wealthy scholars, the star announced the birth of a ruler, a leader, perhaps a king. It declared the coming of someone who would change the world.
It's what the star has always said. Jesus has come, and nothing will ever be the same.
Says the people walked in darkness. But then he came, and Scripture says he was the light of the world. Yet in many ways, we still live in a world shrouded in night.
Those who don't know Jesus cry out for hope and search for peace. Those of us who do know him and who follow him long for the day when his peace will reign, the day when he will come again.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Yeah. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. The bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet the songs repeat, a peace on earth, goodwill to man, and the bells are ringing. Like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. In despair I bow my head. There is no peace on earth, I say. Hate is strong and mocks the song. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. But the bells are ringing, and like a choir they're singing. Does anybody hear them? God is nor dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to night to day. A voice, a chime, a chance sublime. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. And the bells, they're ringing. Peace on earth.
2, verse 17 through 19 says, "After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often."
Just like the shepherds, we can't keep quiet about what happened in Bethlehem so long ago. We have to tell others that God sees us and he loves us. He loves us so much that he was willing to give his only son, Jesus, to save us.
At the same time, like Mary, we keep all these things in our hearts and ponder how amazing it is that God sees us and he loves us. He loves us so much that he was willing to give his only son, Jesus, to save us.
The bells of Christmas are ringing out the good news. Unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This is the reason we are filled with joy and hope.
So let's share this message with anyone who will listen, and let's live in a way that says his love makes all the difference.
The Lord has come.
Our King is born.
It's Christmas.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Sing a new song, open up your heart. Let the world know that the music starts. Come on, sing loud. Joy to the world. Everybody come from all around. Lift up your voice and make a joyful sound. Come on, sing out. Joy to the world. Hey, hey, yeah. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness. And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Sing a new song, open up your heart. Let the world know that the music starts. Come on, sing out joy to the world. Oh yeah. Everybody sing. Come on, sing out joy to the world. Joy to the world. Joy to the world.